Yes, it is Auntie Patricia, my wife.
大家好，我是 Patricia。
I asked her to help me and lighten up my burden. I asked her to help me out and lighten my burden.
牧师请我帮她忙，能够减轻她的负担。
She says, I do.
我说我可以试试看。
Okay, we just celebrated the Good Friday 2 days or 3 days ago.
我们才刚刚庆祝完受难节。
It was a great service.
这是很好的一个崇拜。
Praise the Lord.
感谢神。
Through multimedia and different choirs and worship presentations.
透过各样帮助诗班，还有许多的这个电脑的这些 presentation.
And some mini sermons that we can actually experience Christ's crucifixion in a different way.
还有一些短的一些讯息，我们可以实际上经历到当时耶稣受难的情境。
Yesterday morning, it was a gorgeous day.
昨天早上是一个很美丽的早晨。
Just like today, isn't it?
就像今天一样，不是吗？
I took a trip to Elgin Mills Cemetery for a visit.
我昨天到了 Elgin Mills 的坟地去。
My grandmother was buried there 9 years ago.
我的祖母在九年前在那边埋葬。
I was actually on the way to do a little shopping.
我实际上是要去做一些采购。
I stopped there and meditated just a little bit.
我开始在那边有一些默想。
And some emotion went through my mind.
这时候有一些情绪到我的脑中。
I look around my surroundings and discover there are so many grave tombs around me.
当我四处观看的时候，我发现有许多的墓碑环绕着我。
It was very calm and quiet.
事实上是非常平静的。
But all the tombstones that scream out one word to me.
但事实上，所有的墓碑似乎都对我喊叫着一个字。
Death.
就是死。
This is all we going to end up.
这就是我们的结局。
Nobody can escape it.
没有人可以逃脱。
When we talk about death, we actually understand death this way.
当我们提到死亡的时候，我们事实上是这样理解的。
We do not choose death, but death chooses us.
我们不能选择死亡，事实上是死亡选择我们。
We inherit death by birth, not by choice.
我们生下来就必须要死，我们没有选择。
Death is some kind of power.
死亡是一种力量。
It is kind of a negative and destructive power.
它事实上是一种具有毁灭性的力量。
That affects every single human being.
可以影响在世上的每一个人类。
While the world thinks that all of our lives end on Friday.
世界上认为我们的所有的生命在礼拜五就结束了。
Meaning death, meaning Christ's death on the cross, our death, meaning Friday.
耶稣在十字架上死亡是在礼拜五的时候。
When all the world think our life ends on Friday, who believe in Jesus Christ, we still have a Sunday.
当所有人以为生命在礼拜五就结束的时候，我们相信主耶稣基督的人，我们相信礼拜天是重生的日子。
Whoever believes in Jesus Christ, who will celebrate a Sunday that is a resurrected Sunday.
所有信主耶稣基督的人，在礼拜天可以庆祝主的复活。
And this is our hope.
这就是我们的希望。
This is what we pray.
这是我们祷告的。
We pray that Jesus Christ will empower us today.
我们祷告耶稣基督在今天会给我们能力。
Today's sermon title is We Will Receive the Resurrected Power.
今天我们讲到的主题是我们会得到复活的生命。
Yes, when we talk about Jesus' resurrection, Apostle Paul says this in 1 Corinthians.
当我们提到主耶稣基督的复活，使徒保罗在林前第一章这样说道。
On 15th chapter of 14th verse, it says, And if Christ has not been raised, our preaching is useless, and so is your faith.
哥林初前书一章十五章十四节说到，若基督没有复活，我们所传的便是枉然。
Let me repeat again.
你们所信的也是枉然。
And if, that's the first if in our sermon, and if Christ has not been raised, our preaching is useless, and so is your faith.
当我们重复地说，若基督没有复活，我们所传的就是枉然，你们所信的也是枉然。
Just as the human heart is vital to a human body,
就像我们人的心脏是身体当中最重要的一个器官。
Whereas Jesus' resurrection is vital to Christianity.
而耶稣基督的复活在基督教来说是最重要的一环。
If today Christ has not been risen from the dead,
如果今天耶稣没有从坟墓里复活，
you are standing in a lie.
你们其实就站在谎言当中。
You are actually preaching something that does not happen.
我们事实上所传扬的是一件没有发生的事情。
If Christ is not risen from the dead, our preaching is useless, and so is your faith.
如果耶稣没有从死里复活，我们所传的便是枉然，我们所信的也是枉然。
Just as a human heart is a vital organ,
就像人的心脏是身体当中重要的器官。
In your life, it pumps oxygen and blood into your body, your organs and your body parts, and even to your hair.
就像心脏在人体当中，它输送氧气跟血液到身体各个的器官，甚至到我们的头发里。
And Jesus' resurrection today also pumps life into Christians' life.
而耶稣基督今天的复活也事实上输送了生命到每一个基督徒的生命当中。
We live because Christ lives in us.
我们活着因为耶稣基督活在我们里面。
But did Christ really resurrected from the dead?
但是主耶稣真的从死里复活了吗？
We need some evidence.
我们需要一些证据。
We need some proof and witnesses.
我们需要一些证据，还有一些见证人。
So we first of all we look into some witnesses.
所以我们现在先来要找一些见证人。
The first witnesses of Jesus' resurrection were some women.
事实上，第一群见证主耶稣基督复活的是一群妇女。
It is clearly recorded in the gospel.
在圣经当中清楚地记载了。
And that is something vital to Jesus' resurrection.
而这是在耶稣复活非常重要的一环。
Why do I say that? May I explain to you?
为什么我们这么说呢？让我解释给你们听。
In Jesus' time, women were less valuable than men.
在主耶稣基督的时代，妇女是相对来说是比较没有价值的。
Unfortunately, when sometimes people talk about witnessing to something, women's testimony, regardless, like nothing.
很不幸的是，在当时，若是有人想要找人作证的话，妇女的见证事实上是没有价值的。
And somebody saying that two women's votes equal to one man vote.
而有些人说，两张妇女的票相等于一个男人的票。
Let us think if Jesus' resurrection was a fake story.
我们这样来说，如果耶稣基督的复活是一个假的故事。
Jesus' resurrection was only a fabrication.
如果耶稣基督的复活只是造谣而已，
then they would not use women as their first witnesses standing in the gospel.
那么在福音书当中并不会说妇女是第一群见证主耶稣复活的人。
Because they will cause themselves a lot of trouble explaining with the incredible witnesses.
因为这样反而会带给他们更多的麻烦，需要来解释这一群见证人的可信度。
But for some reason, the writer of the gospel also recorded women as the first witnesses in Jesus' resurrection.
但是在圣经中却记载了妇女是第一群见证主耶稣基督复活的人。
They didn't bother explaining, but they put the truth into Jesus' resurrected story.
他们不在意要如何解释，他们只是把事实记载在圣经当中。
And also, Apostle Paul recorded other witnesses of Jesus' resurrection.
而使徒保罗同样的也记载了其他见证主耶稣基督的见证人。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 3 to 8.
在哥林多前书第十五章第三到第八节。
It says, "For what I receive, I pass to you as of first importance."That Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day according to scriptures, and that he appeared to Cephas and then the twelve.
我当日所领受又传给你们的，第一就是基督照圣经所说为我们的罪死了，而且埋葬了，又照圣经所说第三天复活了，并且显给基法看，然后显给十二使徒看。
After that, he appeared to more than 500 of the brothers and sisters at the same time, most of whom are still living, though some have fallen asleep. Then he appeared to James, then to all the apostles, and last of all, he appeared to me, addressing to Apostle Paul, also as to one abnormally born.
后来一时显给五百多弟兄姐妹看，其中一大半到如今还在，却也有已经睡了的。以后显给雅各看，再显给众使徒看，末了也显给我看，我如同未到产期而生的人一般。
So let us review. The first batch of witnesses were women.
让我们重复一下，第一群见证人是妇女。
If Jesus' resurrection was only a fabrication, they wouldn't use women as the first witnesses in the first place.
如果主耶稣基督的复活只是一个谣言的话，他们不会用一群妇女做第一群的见证人。
They will absolutely use the apostle as the first witnesses to witness Jesus' resurrection.
他们应该要用使徒们来做第一群见证人。
But the early Christian wouldn't mind going all through all the troubles. They recorded women as the first witnesses.
但是早期的基督教不在乎用妇女来做见证人。
And after the women, it was the apostles.
妇女之后就是所有的使徒。
And then a 500 brothers and sisters.
然后是五百多位弟兄姐妹。
Look around you. We also have around 500 people here.
我们四处看看，我们也有五百多位弟兄姐妹在这里。
If a stranger, if a very famous person, or if a famous person comes in to the sanctuary in this afternoon.
如果今天下午有一个非常有名的人到我们当中来
，and stand right in front of you, I don't think you will ever forget that.
而且就站在我们当中，我想你应该不会忘记这个下午。
Not to mention the resurrection Jesus.
更不要说是耶稣基督的复活。
And the next witness was James, Jesus' brother.
而在下一个见证人就是耶稣基督的兄弟雅各。
And the last apostle of all was Apostle Paul.
而最后一个见证人就是使徒保罗。
And of course, he encountered and he saw Jesus when he was on the way to Damascus.
而他是在大马色的路上遇到主。
And his life turned around.
而他的生命有180度的转变。
Before he met Christ, he persecuted the church.
在他遇到主之前，他是迫害基督徒和教会的人。
After seeing Christ, he actually helped out all those he wanted to persecute it, and he actually spread the gospel with them.
而在他遇到主之后，他事实上是帮助了那群被迫害的基督徒，甚至还传扬福音。
When we talk about Jesus' resurrection, we also talk about all these witnesses.
当我们提到主耶稣基督的复活，我们也同样需要提到这一群见证人。
They not only witnessed Jesus' death, but also witnessed Jesus' resurrected life.
他们不仅仅是见证了主的受死，也见证了主的复活。
But let us not stop here.
但是我们不要停留在这里。
If we want to believe Jesus Christ was resurrected, we have to believe in their testimony.
如果我们要相信主耶稣基督已经复活，我们必须相信他们的见证。
They can preach and proclaim whatever they want, but people don't have to believe in it, right?
他们可以宣讲、传扬他们所相信的事情，但是其他人不需要相信他们。
And that is the power of the witness life, their life.
其实上是他们见证人的生命有一种能力。
And this is also something we Christians, we need to rethink of ourselves.
这也是我们现在我们传讲的时候，我们需要想想我们自己的生命。
We can preach, we can proclaim whatever we want, but would people believe in it?
我们可以传讲，我们可以宣扬我们想要的，但是我们周围的人会相信我们吗？
But back then, those witnesses, they seem to believe what they see, what they preach.
但是在当时那个时代。那群人相信这一群见证人所传讲的事。
Why do I say that?
为什么会这么说呢？
Because every single one risked their life of a persecution.
因为每一个见证人都是冒着生命的危险在传扬福音。
Before Jesus was crucified, Jesus actually stirred up a lot of trouble in the Palestine.
当耶稣上十字架之前，他事实上已经引起了许多的争端。
In a nutshell, people kill him to settle down the riot.
在那个时候，许多人杀了他，而且庆祝这件事情。
And now all these witnesses, they claim that they saw the resurrected Christ, and it will even stir up more trouble in the city.
而现在这群见证人在宣扬耶稣基督复活的事情，会引起这个城市里面更大的混乱。
If Jesus wasn't really resurrected from the dead, why would these witnesses risk their life preaching about the resurrected Lord?
如果主耶稣没有真正的复活，为什么这群人要冒着生命的危险来传讲这件事情？
It is impossible.
这是不可能的。
They were timid, they were scared, hiding away.
他们当时心里很害怕，而且躲藏了起来。
But all of a sudden, the power of Jesus' resurrection and something happened in Jerusalem that caused the disciples to spread the gospel to the world.
可是在那时，主耶稣基督的复活有一种能力，让这些使徒能够有信心传讲耶稣复活的福音。
The 12 disciples all became martyrs.
这十二个使徒都为主殉道了。
One by one, they were killed.
一个接着一个，他们都被杀。
Tortured.
被迫害。
And at last, Apostle Paul.
最后就是使徒保罗。
Remember Apostle Paul? He was the one who persecuted Christians.
大家记得。使徒保罗是在当时迫害基督徒的一个人。
But with such a credibility and also a reputable scholar such as Paul,
他是在当时一个很有名望、很杰出的一个学者。
He didn't continue to persecute Christians. He actually spread the gospel of Jesus' resurrection.
他停止了迫害基督徒，而开始。在宣讲主耶稣基督复活的福音。
He wasn't out of his mind because he encountered the resurrected Lord.
他并不是失去理智了，而是他事实上真正遇到了主。
And at the end, even to death, Paul also continued to preach Jesus was resurrected from death.
而他的结局，甚至是直到他死之前，他还是继续宣扬主耶稣基督的复活。
According to church tradition, Apostle Paul was beheaded by Nero.
在基督教历史当中，使徒保罗是上了断头台的。
Now we rethink of Jesus' resurrection. Was it really happened in history?
当我们再回想主耶稣基督复活的这件事，它是真的发生在历史上的一件事吗？
Are the witnesses such as the Jewish people and the Romans? They witnessed the empty tomb.
在当时，所有的犹太人和罗马人都见证了空的坟墓。
But they couldn't figure out where Jesus' body was.
他们不能够找到耶稣基督的尸体在哪里。
With all the witnesses and with their life testimony,
在所有的见证人他们的生命的见证，
they not only proclaim about Jesus' resurrection, actually they demonstrate Jesus' resurrection in their lives.
他们不仅仅是用口宣讲耶稣基督的复活，他们是用他们的生命见证了耶稣基督的复活。
Now this is our question.
现在我对你们提出一个问题。
Are we still preaching? Are we still sharing that Jesus Christ died for our sins and resurrected for us today?
我们仅仅是在宣扬用口在传讲耶稣基督复活的讯息吗？
Let's be honest, Christians.
让我们对自己诚实。
Is it ever popular in our culture?
这在我们的文化当中，是一个普遍的文化吗？受欢迎的文化吗？
Or is it that we don't even understand or we don't believe Jesus Christ was resurrected, so that's why we didn't preach that?
或者是我们其实根本就不相信主耶稣基督是复活了，所以我们连讲都不讲。
Also, our question to ourselves is,
另外一个问题就是，
Do people believe in what we say to them?
其他的人相信我们对他所传讲的话吗？
It takes a credible person, it takes a person of integrity to tell the truth.
这是需要我们是一个有信用的人，是一个正直的人，别人才会相信我们讲的话。
This is a wonderful opportunity for us Christians to examine ourselves.
这是今天是一个很好的一天，所有的基督徒必须自己反省自己的生命。
If people do not believe what we say to them, was it because of our life didn't demonstrate the resurrection power of Jesus Christ?
如果别人不相信我们所传讲的耶稣基督，是因为我们自己的生命没有见证主的生命吗？
May our evidence and may our faith rest in the history of our Lord Jesus Christ of his resurrection.
让我们的信心，让我们的见证都能够在主耶稣基督复活的这件事情上面扎根。
May each and every Christian today will go home and say that Jesus Christ was actually resurrected.
让每一个基督徒今天回家之后都能够确定地说耶稣基督是从死里复活了。
We know that.
我们深深地知道。
Because of Jesus Christ, the piece of history and also the witnesses of their lives.
因为靠着主耶稣基督自己和所有的见证人以及历史上所记载的，我们知道主是从死里复活了。
And perhaps in your life,
或者又是从你们的生命当中，
I can't help but mention a dear brother among us again.
我在这里又想提到我们当中的一位弟兄。
He is Wang Jiquan.
他是 Brother Wang.
Jimmy Wang.
王吉全弟兄。
All of you who know him,He used to not persecute the small group, but give them a big hard time in small group Bible studies.
所有认识王吉全弟兄的人知道，他当时在小组里面时常的刁难弟兄姐妹。
He studied the Bible to fight with Christians.
他自己研读圣经来跟周围的弟兄姐妹争论。
The small group was such a boiling water, some ants on a boiling water.
事实上，有时候争论就是像达到沸点一样。
And one day, one morning, he was changed.
而在一天的早晨，他改变了。
He didn't persecute the small groups anymore.
他不再来刁难他的弟兄姐妹。
He spread the gospel and he joined a seminary school.
他开始宣讲福音，而且甚至去读了神学院。
His life was changed because he met the resurrected Christ.
他的生命。彻底的改变，因为他有了主耶稣基督复活的生命。
May the Lord bless all the Christians here and let us demonstrate Jesus' resurrection new life in our life.
让主祝福我们在这里的每一个人能够有能力活出基督耶稣复活的生命。
And today we want to conclude this sermon by this.
今天我想在这里用这件事情结束今天的讲题。
Well, this is an open invitation.
这是一个公开的邀请。
Salvation is now available to all.
救恩已经为所有的人预备好了。
Let me repeat, salvation is now available to all.
救恩已经准备给所有的人。
In Romans 10, chapter 9, chapter 10, verse 9,
在罗马书第十章第九节说到，
If you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved.
你若口里认耶稣为主，心里信神叫他从死里复活，就必得救。
This is the promise and also an invitation to everybody here.
这是神的一个承诺，而且是一个公开的邀请。
On August 5th, 2010,
在2010年的10月5号，
a newsbroke out in Chile.
在智利这个国家有一个很大的新闻。
33 Chilean mine workers were trapped underneath the earth 5 kilometers.
有33个智利的矿工在当时受困在地底下500公里的深处。
Afterwards, this case was called the 33.
现在这个事件已经被称为33人事件。
Because the cave collapsed and all 33 mine workers were trapped 5 kilometers under earth.
因为在当时矿坑倒塌之后，所有的人都受困在五公里的地底下。
No one was possible to escape of that accident.
在当时没有人觉得他们可以逃脱。
They are waiting to die.
他们应该每一个人都会死。
But on the surface, people are thinking how to rescue them.
但是在地面上的人都在想着如何能拯救这33人。
Later on, they thought about one method to rescue them.
之后他们想出了一个方法来拯救。
It was through a device called a bomb.
就是透过一个像一个炸弹一样的一个发明。
Well, the bomb was a shape of a torpedo, like a submarine torpedo, and without the explosive inside. You know, inside is a void, a bomb.
这个物体事实上是像一个鱼雷一样，但是里面是没有爆炸物的。
The bomb was just big enough for one man to fit in there.
这个鱼雷形状的东西里面只能够放一个人。
Well, this method was invented in 1950s.
事实上，这个方法是在1950年代就已经想出来了。
And ever since then, it has been used three times in history before this, the 33.
而在这拯救33人之前呢，这样的方法被用过三次。
So,They make this special custom-made bomb and start the rescue effort.
所以他们就设计了专门打造了一个这样鱼雷形状的一个物体。
And they start to drill a borehole into the earth 5 kilometers.
而他们就在地底往下钻深5公里。
On one night, October one night, they lower this bomb into the cave.
而在十月的一个晚上，他们将这个鱼雷状的物体放到地底下。
Actually, they carry the first rescuer, you know, from the earth, from the surface. They put in and they ask a rescuer to go into the bomb and then go underneath.
事实上，他们有一个救援的人员是第一个踏进这个鱼雷里面，跟这个鱼雷一起。深入到地层底下。
It was almost 69 days after the accident.
这个时候其实已经在意外过后过了69天。
The rescue came to the 33.
这个救援者来到这33人当中。
I couldn't believe the first sight those people who are trapped and when they see the rescuer and how happy were they.
我实在是很难想象，在当时这33人第一次看到有一个救援者到他们当中来，他们心里是何等的高兴。
And the rescuer just reached the 33 and then start showing them how to wrap themselves and how to go into the bomb, and he ascended back to the surface.
而这个救援者很快的就向这33个矿工教他们如何可以进入这个鱼雷当中，然后可以回到地面上。
And after 69 days, guess what? All 33 mine workers were rescued.
而在69天之后，所有33个矿工都成功的被拯救到了地面上。
Because of the rescue action, and also they going to the same method, and they resurfaced, and they joined the family.
因为这个成功的拯救计划，而且这个鱼雷可以打到他们当中，把他们一个一个救上去，他们可以回到他们家庭当中。
Now, in a sense, spiritually, we are all trapped.
事实上，在我们生活当中，灵性上，我们每个人都受困。
Why do you say that?
为什么我会这么说呢？
People think that before I became a Christian and before I decided I want to be a Christian, I was the Lord myself.
因为在我们还没有信主之前，每个人都以为自己是自己的主。
I was the Lord myself, and after I became a Christian, Jesus was is going to be my Lord.
而我以前我是自己的主人，但是在我信主之后，主耶稣成为我的主。
Some of you think that. Some of you may think that.
可能你们会这样子想。
But guess what?
但是你猜猜怎么样
？This is not what the Bible tells us.
这不是圣经上对我们所说的。
The Bible tells us that.
圣经是这么说的。
In Romans 8:20 and 21.
在罗马书第八章20-21节说到。
It says, "For the creation was subjected to frustration, not by its own choice, but by the will of the one who subjected it, in hope that the creation itself would be liberated from its bondage to decay and brought into the glorious freedom of the children of God."
因为被造的万物浮在虚空之下，不是自己愿意这样，而是由于使他屈服的那一位，被造的万物盼望自己得着释放，脱离败坏的奴役，得着神儿女荣耀的自由。
Now think back the scenario of the trapped miners.
让我们再回想在当时矿坑里面受困的那33人。
All 33 mine workers think that they are the lord of themselves.
33个矿工每一个人都以为自己是自己的主。
They can do whatever they want.
他们可以想做什么就做什么。
But they were in the cave.
但是他们现在困在这个矿坑当中。
It makes no difference to what they do.
没有什么他不管他们做什么都没有什么差别。
Because whatever they do, they end up the same.
因为不管他们做什么，他们的结局都是一样。
So in a sense, spiritually, we are all trapped in this.
所以同样来说，我们在灵命上面都一样的这样子受困。
This cave that captured the human being, its name is called vanity.
这样子的一个困境困扰每一个人类就叫做虚空徒劳无功。
It's called a vanity.
就叫徒劳无功。
When we think back the two major accidents last month.
当我们回想上个月发生了两个意外。
One is the Malaysian airline MH370.
一个是马航370。
And carrying 239 people still missing.
而现在机上的238人仍然是失踪。
Another incident happened just now was in Korea.
而最近发生了另一个意外就在南韩。
And the Korean ferry went capsized and carrying 476 people.
而这个岁月号沉没的时候搭乘了436个乘客。
And still 253 people are still missing.
而到目前来说253个人仍然是失踪。
When we look at a TV screen,
当我们看电视新闻的时候
we'll say what a waste.
我们会想实在是很浪费。
Those people on plane, they're Chinese, they're educated, they are wealthy.
这些人都可能是很有教育水平的人，而且可能也是有钱的人。
And also in the Korean ferry, those people, most of them are students.
而在南韩的轮船上，大部分的人是学生。
Their family, the country invested to them so much.
他们的家庭，他们的国家对这群学生很大的投资。
And finally, they just finished.
而他们的结局却是就这样消失了。
It is such a waste.
这是多么的可惜。
But when we look at them, it's vanity.
但是当我们看他的时候，我们觉得是虚空。
But they are speaking out the same story as we will eventually face.
但是事实上，他们在讲的同样一个故事，也是我们都要同样面对的结局。
My understanding is, what is the difference?
我在想，这有什么不同呢？
Because they choose something different, the way they die is different than ours, perhaps?
只是因为我们死的方式不同吗？
But we end up having the same destiny. We are trapped in vanity.
但是事实上，我们都是去同一个目的地，我们都同样被困在这个徒劳无功当中。
And we are also trapped in sin.
我们同样也被困在罪恶当中。
Effortlessly, we can't fight the sin of our lives.
事实上，我们对于对抗罪恶无能为力。
We do those things that we don't want to do.
我们做一些我们不想做的事。
And we want to do something that we are unable to do.
而我们想做的事，我们却做不出来。
So we are trapped.
所以我们是困在那里。
So we are subject to vanity and sin.
所以我们是困在徒劳无功和罪恶当中。
And our final destination is death.
而我们最后的终点就是死亡。
It's Friday.
是礼拜五。
But whoever believes in Jesus Christ.
但是所有相信主耶稣基督的人。
Just like the 33 mine workers,
就像那33名矿工一样
they choose not to stay in the cave.
他们选择不要停留在这个矿坑当中
They choose salvation.
他们选择了救恩
They figure that.
他们想到了这一点
If a man can come down from above, and there must be a way back.
如果有人可以从上面下来，一定可以再从下面可以上去
And that's exactly what Jesus Christ did for us.
事实上，这正是主耶稣基督为我们所做的。
We are trapped in vanity and sin, yet Christ descended from heaven to earth.
我们困在虚空和罪恶当中，而耶稣基督从上到地上拯救我们。
Jesus Christ demonstrated how can we get back to the Father.
耶稣基督对我们指出一条道路，让我们知道如何再回到父那里去。
And then he first ascended back to his Father, and so that there is a way that we can follow.
他是从父神将他送到地面上来，告诉我们有一条路可以再回去。
Believing in Jesus Christ or fitting in the salvation may not be comfortable.
相信主耶稣基督，接受这个救恩，也许不是一件很容易的事情。
And some people and some Christians understand this. This is the narrow way.
很多的基督徒知道信主其实是一条窄路。
But this is something we have to go through.
但是这是一条窄路，我们必须要踏上的。
Because that's the only way to go back to the service.
因为这是唯一一条路可以到地面上去。
Because this is the only salvation we can escape from death.
因为这是唯一的一个救恩，我们可以逃离死亡。
It's through the salvation plan and follow Jesus Christ's footstep.
这就是我们可以透过救恩的计划，跟着主耶稣基督的脚步。
When the Bible says,
在圣经上这样说，
If you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord,
如果你口称耶稣基督为主，
and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead,
心里相信。主从死里复活，
you will be saved.
你就必得救。
We had a Lord in our life.
我们在生命当中有主。
The Lord used to be vanity and sin.
以前的这个主，是虚空，是罪恶。
Don't be so naive that we think that the Lord is ourselves. No.
不要这么天真的以为我们自己是自己的主。
The Lord was the vanity, sin, and final destination, death.
我们在世上的主事实上是虚空，是罪恶，而最后领我们到死亡。
But now, if we believe in Jesus Christ, we are under the new lordship.
但现在若是我们相信主耶稣基督，我们在一个新的主权下。
It is the freedom, and it is also the resurrected power of Jesus Christ.
这是自由，而且是一个复活的能力。
We have new life.
我们有个新的生命。
In Christ.
在主耶稣基督里。
So this is our choice.
所以这是我们的选择。
The second if is for you.
第二个如果是为你们说的。
If.
如果若。
If Christ is your Lord.
若耶稣是你的主。
If you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord.
若你口里认耶稣为主，
and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead,
心里信神叫他从死里复活，
you will be saved.
你就必得救。
This is not my invitation.
这是一个邀请。
This is not my personal invitation to you. It's not.
这不是我自己对你们的邀请。
It's God's invitation for you. It's a salvation.
这是神对你们的邀请，是救恩。
Because Jesus Christ was the only salvation for you.
因为主耶稣是唯一的救赎。
Whoever believes Jesus Christ is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, and you will be saved today.
若口里认耶稣为主，心里信他从死里复活，就必得救。
Let us all stand.
让我们一起站立。
Let us pray together.
让我们一起祷告。
And let me give the invitation to you.
让我对你做出一个邀请。
我用国语来讲。我们一起闭上我们的眼睛，我们来祷告。Let us close our eyes and also pray to God. The message was short and clear. Jesus was resurrected because there were tons of witnesses saw it. And those witnesses risked their life.To proclaim what they see is true. 我们相信耶稣基督已经复活了，是因为有大量的见证人，而这些的见证人是冒着他们的生命来说这些耶稣基督复活的事情。所以我们在信心的里边，我们知道基督教的开始是一个真实的开始，是因为耶稣基督的复活。我们也知道今天上帝对我们每一个人的呼召，我们可以选择接受，也可以选择拒绝，上帝准许我们选择。但圣经的话说， 我们口里如果承认耶稣基督是我们的主，如果我们心里信上帝使他从死里复活，我们今天就要从罪，就要从虚空，就要从死亡里面被拯救出来。这是上帝对我们复活节的呼召。如果今天在我们的中间有人要回应上帝的呼召，你心里信耶稣基督将是你的主，你心里面也信耶稣基督是上帝使他从死里面复活的话，你可以在座位上举起你的手来，表示你今天在复活节的时候，你要在众人的面前，你要向上帝说，上帝，求您接纳我的祷告，我愿意相信耶稣基督，把我从虚空，把我从罪，把我从死亡里面救出来，我愿意以信心接纳了。如果有这样的人，请你举手。如果有这样的人，请你举手。作为你在复活节里面，你相信耶稣基督的，我们看到有一些人在我们中间，你继续举一举好不好？或者你举高一点，这是你的决定。你可以拒绝，也可以接纳。好，我们放下我们的手。刚才如果您是第一次举手的话，请跟牧师一起做祷告。我也曾经做那样的祷告。你们心里说，上帝啊，我以信心接纳耶稣基督的救恩，但愿耶稣基督拯救我，拯救我脱离虚空、罪恶与死亡。耶稣基督，你是我的主，我相信你从死里复活，你也必定把死里复活的生命今天通过我的信也住在我的心里，我完全向你敞开。耶稣基督，求您进来。我这样的祷告是奉基督的名。 May I also invite all those who speak English, all our second generation, you pray and you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord with your mouth, and also you believe God raised him from the dead. If there are any of you who want to make this choice today, I personally invite you on behalf of our Lord Jesus Christ. If you want to believe Jesus today, may you raise your hand and let me see it. And also, this is your statement. That means you are strong enough, you are independent enough that you want to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Does any one of you want to make that decision? Amen.我们一起来祷告，求上帝今天复活节与我们同在，愿基督的复活真真实实的活在我们的心中。我们感谢你，我们把一切的荣耀归给我们的上帝，谢谢耶稣基督的救赎，求耶稣保守我们的生命，让我们一生一世能够在别人的面前，无论是顺境甚至在逆境的中间，让我们能够彰显耶稣基督复活的生命出来。感谢赞美你，奉耶稣基督的名祷告， In Jesus name we pray, Amen,
Amen.
Amen.